everyone. I'm Cordella. This is Campus Chronicle. I am with
Michaela
and Sam.
All right. What do we talk about first? All right. It is currently the 3rd. It is Good Friday. So that means this Sunday is Easter. Does anybody have any Easter plans?
Oh, my grandpa's birthday falls on Easter, so we're probably going to go to Atlantic, Iowa and see him and the rest of my family.
I've been to Atlantic before.
That's cool. Nice.
We always do like a Easter egg hunt at my grandma's house, but I don't know because Cordella has also gave me a paper that she might be getting out right now.
I have it. I have all of them.
About a church thing that her church is doing for Easter that I might go to.
It is so much fun. Grace is having 3 services this weekend. Grace Church in Des Moines. You can look it up on the website or it's on Church Center. That's what I was thinking of. So Good Friday today, there is a service at 7 p.m. Tomorrow is Easter Fest. It is 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow. It's a lot of fun. It's mostly for kids. It has a lot of inflatables, food. It's so much fun. And then the 5th, Easter Sunday, there are 2 services at 8:30 and 10 a.m. So if anybody and everyone is welcome to these. Grace does so much. It's so much fun at Grace. I love it. So if you don't have Easter plans, congratulations. I just gave you some.
Is that in Des Moines, like at your church, or do they have like a place to go to?
Yeah, so it's all going to be at Grace Church. If the weather's nice, we're going to be outside for some of the games.
Mm-hmm.
But we did put the inflatables inside just to be safe. So it is at Grace Church, all the events, it's at Grace Church. There will be no confusion.
So if I go to play games, will I be playing with children?
Some of them. There are going to be people of all ages there.
Okay.
Most people who are at Grace were volunteering. Mm. Like, I'm going to be there in the inflatables at the kids' gym. So I think I have second shift. So if you want to come see me, I will be there.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, so the other thing we have to talk about today is Sexual Assault Awareness Month and the things that DMAC is doing to spread awareness for that. One resource that we initially want to point out to anyone who has been through something like that or knows someone who needs help is a resource called ACCESS. It stands for Assault Care Center Extending Shelter. You can get advocates through that if you are currently going through crisis or know someone who's going through a crisis, and they will help you through the process of court if you would wish, or they can help you just through life. You can get a an advocate. Words can keep like slipping from my mind lately. That is the point in the school semester that I have gotten to. Mm-hmm. I am like becoming illiterate. But you can get an advocate even to just go get coffee with you or help you through challenges or day-to-day life. You can always text them, meet with them in person, go grab a coffee, go grab some food, and just relax and decompartmentalize.
It's someone who can like be there for you without judgment.
Exactly. And they are also a very good resource for talking to people who you may not want to talk to, such as police officers, detectives, lawyers, etc. So that's the first resource that we just wanted to highlight for anyone who needs it.
So what are some of the events that are happening? Because there is definitely a lot happening.
They have a lot. So, on... Sorry, we got a lot of papers here.
We've got so many papers. We've got so many events.
We've got so many notes. So many notes and events going on here.
Okay, yeah, it's right there. On April 6th, they have a what they wore thing by the fashion department. So it's basically like a wall where people and survivors of sexual assault can show like what they wore. Because there's, like, a big stigmatism of, like, well, what were they wearing? So this right here is to help show, like, it doesn't matter.
And, yeah, April 6th is Monday, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
And it, like, yeah, I think talking more on that, like, it truly does not matter what a person wears mm-hmm. for something like that to happen. I have a friend... I won't state her name or anything, but she was simply wearing pajamas, like oversized everything. Like it does not matter what you wear. You could be wearing the tiniest little skirt or the baggiest clothes ever.
Mm-hmm.
People will just be cruel sometimes. On a happier note, there's a therapy dog. There's a therapy dog named Bubbles. Aww. And Bubbles is going to be in Building 5 in the conference center rooms 1240 C&H on Wednesday, April 8th from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And
if you don't know where that is near the subway-ish area.
Yes, in the gym.
Yeah. It's like when you first come in, like from the like back doors, air quote, there's like a hallway. You want to go down that hallway. It's like near the stage. Go past there. There'll be a couple signs, but it's over there if you are looking for Bubbles.
And I am sure if you come in here and you are just like, where's the dog? People are probably going to start pointing you in the right way, too.
It's a dog.
Don't be too worried if you cannot find the room.
Is that the same dog that came for that midterm week?
I don't think so.
No.
We had two that day. Mm. They bring in therapy dogs a lot, and all the dogs they've brought in so far have been so friendly. I do say go meet them.
I love therapy dogs. They are just like the sweetest things because they're so well-trained and well-behaved, but... they are supposed to be emotionally supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just the trifecta of perfectness.
Yep.
You just get dog cuddles all day.
I know. Like, dog, happy, emotionally supportive.
And the only downside with this, if you have a dog at home, they will know that you've been hanging out with someone else.
Or a cat. Cats do not like the smell of dogs. I have a cat at home. Her name's Bean. She's actually my emotional support animal. And when I come home after I have seen another animal, she's like, no, girl, you cheated on me. Like, what are we doing here? Absolutely not. So I'll probably have to change clothes before I come into her presence.
Along with the therapy dog, they also are having a healing bonfire, also on Monday. So that's, at 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. So I think that's where, like, I don't know, maybe
I'm
you could
curious?
Talk about.
Yeah, I'm curious about what we think that actually looks like.
My question is if they have marshmallows.
Like, are... When I think healing bonfire, I think, like, singing and dancing.
You're going to be singing Kumbaya and eating s'mores?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty healing.
Or, like, a ukulele. Ooh.
Like that scene in the Barbie movie?
I imagine it's probably not that stereotypical, but...
No. It would be fun, though, if it was.
It would be a bit hilarious.
Very healing.
That would be some great pictures.
Maybe we should get pictures for that.
Yeah. Maybe we should go and, like, start singing, like bring a ukulele and start singing.
Until like 1 o'clock.
I'll bring mine.
40 minutes from me.
I got a concert ukulele, actually. It's very pretty. I don't remember how to play it, so it's a little problem. But we can sing, and I can pretend.
Yeah, I mean, that works. It's really the essence that does the healing.
And that's in Building 5, the East Plaza by the fountain outside. If it's not raining. If it's raining, they'll probably cancel it.
If it's raining, I'll be so sad.
Speaking of the rain, the weather lately has been so, like, bipolar.
Mm-hmm. It's Iowa.
But it's been especially bad the past, like, 2 weeks. Because tell me why I was getting a tan on Monday, and now it's been hailing, freezing rain. Mm-hmm. I literally came in here today shivering, teeth chattering. I need it to be summer now.
I understand that. I am this close to just going to California. I'll take pictures at Manhattan Beach and show you. I'm going to be there.
That's what I did for spring break. I just drove to Florida. I was like, I'm done. But then it was cold and rainy there, too, so.
You can't escape it.
I did escape the blizzard, though.
That was nice. Yeah, there was a tornado watch yesterday. I was not happy having to drive home seeing that.
Ugh. I didn't see that.
I checked the weather app to see if it was still raining. And then I saw tornado watch, like, oh. That's what I wanted to see.
Dude, having a tornado watch, tornado warning, working at a daycare is so chaotic.
How does that work?
So we have, like, a little, like, a weather alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes off. Well, then the kids are freaking out because they think that there's a tornado. Well, one time, we had a tornado watch and we were sitting in the hallway. Well, we had this one kid who was, like, screaming and he was like, oh no, what if our parents are coming home? And there's not even a tornado. It's just raining and there's a tornado watch. But like, yeah. Your daycare, like we have to go shelter.
I live on the second story of like an apartment building, but it's like all outside to get anywhere. So I'm just wondering, realistically, what do I do in that situation? Like I know we're in Iowa. I know when it says there's a tornado, it feels like there hardly ever is.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, if we did get hit with a tornado, I don't even know what to do or where to go to be safe without going outside first to get there, which I feel like defeats the purpose of getting to said safety.
A little. But, I mean, wouldn't that kind of be, like, the same thing where, like, some houses have their shelter outside? Like, you have to go outside to get in that shelter anyways. But also, most apartments don't have shelters.
But, like, what do you actually... Do you just go downstairs and knock on someone's apartment beneath you and be like, hey, what's up?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. You should probably look that up, being in Iowa.
Yeah.
It's really weird being in Altoona. All the tornadoes just, like, pass us. It's because... Yeah. It's, Altoona means, like, high point.
Mm.
So I'm guessing I'm, like, in this little bubble. It's very nice. Not very nice when I hear a friend who lives near me, like, my house was just completely destroyed. We have to rebuild.
Oh, that's not good.
That happened twice.
So is your house fine with the derecho? The derecho? In 2020?
The, like, on-land hurricane?
I think that might have been the one that hit my friend's house and just barely avoided us.
Mm.
I don't remember what it was called, but I just remember a couple years ago, it hit my friend's house straight on.
Yeah. I grew up in Ames, and I feel like we always, always, always get tornado warnings, and like the ones that say, go to your basement now.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never heard of a tornado actually going anywhere through Ames. Now that I say that, I should probably knock on wood, though. I'm a little superstitious.
Yeah, my house, I live in the country. I guess I'm not going to say where. But we have, like, a river on, like, one side and then one on the other side. So, like, technically, I've heard that it will usually skip, like, my spot just because it can't bounce against the water. So, yeah. I'd be fine.
I don't know. And if anybody's, like, actually afraid of tornadoes, I suggest taking a meteorology class to actually understand them. And then just watch all the Twister movies. You'll either be better off or so much worse.
Yeah, maybe don't follow Gordella's advice.
You could follow it. I've watched all the Twister movies, and I took a meteorology class, so I'm not really afraid of them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of the movies, though.
Well, realistically, I feel like if you grew up in Iowa, or at least in the Midwest, you're pretty chill with tornadoes.
I did like, not.
So, me and tornadoes are from Arizona. Driving. Well, they're really just, like, big spirals of wind.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, yeah. They can destroy things, but they only have, like, one path.
Yeah.
So if you're not in that path, you're fine. And if you're in that path, just get out of it, and you're fine again. And take your cat or dog with you.
There was that tornado. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it was, like, in between Iowa and Lincoln, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, it hit, like, Shelby, Omaha, and Lincoln. So my dad, he works on this building that was at, like, the left side of like, the road. And then there was a train track on the right side. Well, him and his coworkers, they were just chilling out there watching the tornado wreck the train. And he has a whole video. Like, some people just don't care. And they just sit there and watch it.
Well, there's not much you can do. Yeah. Honestly. Like, yeah. You just kind of have to sit there and watch it. Speaking of crazy things and spiraling around, have you guys heard of Artemis 2 being launched? That was a crazy subject jump.
Yeah.
What's our info on this?
I have a news app.
Let's see.
Wait,
let me hypothesize first. So, I think they're going around the Earth a few times, spinning around the moon, doing a little recon, and coming back to Earth for a later project of actually going to the moon again. Let's fact check that, but that is my understanding of what's going on.
I'm just trying to find the, like, route.
The route is, like, it goes around Earth twice, I think.
I have it pulled up. Then
does, like, a spiral around, like, a figure eight around the moon.
If you want to see their actual flight path, just go to NASA.gov, the actual website. It has a bunch of information. I watched this when it came out, the news on my app came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot how far away the moon is to
When us. Was this, third Wednesday?
I think so. Yeah, Wednesday.
So. I have found why they are going. They are going to verify the Orion spacecraft, SLS rocket, and ground systems are safe for future long-term human missions. So, basically, they're going to make sure that people can live on the moon.
What?
Really?
Well, like, they're checking all their equipment, making sure that everything's good.
This I don't is know, really funny.
Their ground system.
I'm currently reading Artemis by Andy Weir.
That's a good book.
If you haven't read it, it's People Live on the Moon.
Yeah.
So it's really funny that we're going to the moon as I am currently reading.
Yeah, and in that
book. If people lived on the moon.
And in that book, like, their whole thing is, like, poor people can't, like, leave the moon. Like, they're just stuck there. And they're all within these enclosed, like, bubbles. That's where they live. And to go outside, you have to be, like, a special, like, EVA master, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so our main character,
Jazz,
she, like, is this little rebellious girl. Like, she is in poverty and she's just trying to make money the whole time, right?
Yeah.
And she gets herself into some serious trouble on the moon. I would highly suggest that book, actually. Artemis by Andy Weir.
A lot of Andy Weir books are really good. If you need a good science fiction read, read some of his books. Watch his movies. Project Hail Mary's movie
Project
just came out.
I was going to say.
20th.
Yeah,
he has
two movies out. The Martian.
June. Wait.
What?
I watched this movie on opening night. When did I go?
Which one?
Project Hail Mary.
It just came out.
March 20th. It came out March 20th.
And he also has The Martian out.
Yeah, that was really good.
I would highly suggest either listening or reading both of those books before you go, if you haven't, or before you watch them, if you haven't, because there's just, Andy Weir is such an in-depth writer. Like, he truly immerses you into the story. And reading that before you experience the movie is definitely the way to go, because there's a lot that they just can't encapsulate on a screen.
Yeah, a lot of the, like, scientific stuff,
yeah,
in the books doesn't make it to the movie. Honestly, it's fine, because I wouldn't understand the movie.
Did you know that the science in it is actually somewhat accurate, like, decently accurate?
I was just going to assume that. I keep having to, like, skim it. No, like, I don't know people, what's happening, like, scientists. So I'm just going to assume. Yeah, you're right. You should be right. I'm not going to question him.
No, like, scientists have, like, analyzed it. And it's not, obviously, it's not perfect, because it's set on living on the moon and living on Mars for an elongated period of time. But the things that he actually talks about are accurate and scientific.
Okay, he does a good job.
So, like, it's not all fantasy. Like, it's definitely a science fiction work heavily based in science.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, if you need some good movies to watch, Martian.
Yeah.
I don't know if Project...
You know, guys, we should make, like, a book talk. Like, a book. Like book talk. Like, podcast. And just, like, read books and talk about books.
Book I'd talk be good for that one.
That could be the girls. That could be the girls' of things.
With the amount of books I read in a month, I could do that.
Oh, don't even get me started on Brandon Sanderson. My man.
I don't know if I've read some of his.
Yeah, we were literally just talking about that in class, Cordella.
Yeah, when you...
I was talking about that in class.
The funny thing is, when you were talking about that, like, emailing him, I'm like, I wonder if I could email Holly Jackson.
I got so excited.
Wait, where are Holly Jackson's books?
They're like mystery
and like crime.
Ooh. Yeah, those are my favorite.
What are like the big titles? I don't know if I know any.
You want to know all of them? Because I own all of them.
You have all of them memorized. How about your top three favorites, or top three popular? Just so I can get an idea.
Tell you all the books because I can't pick favorites. Okay,
top three books that come to your head.
Five Survive, the entire Good Girl's Guide to Murder series.
Oh, I've read Holly.
Good Girl's Guide to Murder, Good Girl, Bad Blood, As Good as Dead, and then she has the reappearance of Rachel Price.
That's such a good book.
That one was so good.
I know.
And then she just came out with Killjoy.
Nice. I've read her, but you're going to hate me. I don't like her books. I'm sorry.
Is that just not
it's
your genre?
It's so slow.
Oh, yeah.
It just feels like I'm just sitting there reading. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not an out-of-body experience, reading and being immersed in the story. I just feel like I'm literally sitting there reading words on a page. That's my experience.
It's like the exact opposite of me. Oh, I love her writing. She really does the whole... the whole method of not, I should have saw that coming of, I, no, I didn't see that coming versus I should have seen that coming. She does the, I should have seen that coming really well. I was really upset with Killjoy that I did not see that coming. I was really upset. I had
Isn't
to pause.
Isn't that the point of mystery and crime books though?
But we're like solving the case with her. And I'm getting this far, like, okay, so it's this guy. He did it. They're like, wait a minute. Here's a clue. Like, okay, you've lost me.
So have you ever heard or read The Silent Patient?
I can't. Well, I just started seeing too much about it, and I got too disturbed. But I do own the book. So, and I brought it to my apartment from home because I do still want to read it, but I'm just like, I need some trigger warnings going on here. Because I feel like it's definitely advertised different than
it
is.
I have it, so maybe I'll, like, skim through it.
And yeah.
Because I've read it.
Well, I could probably just Google it, too.
Yeah,
what's it called? We're all just going to
look at it. The Silent Patient.
Silent Patient.
I'm not going to spoil it, but at the end of it, I was reading it, and I used to share a room with my sister. And I literally would sit up, and I'd be like, oh, my God, it's this person. Oh, my... No, wait, it's this person. Oh, like, it was a big... plot twist.
Okay, well, if you're thinking about reading this book, based on what we've said, here are the major trigger warnings: murder and violence, suicide and suicidal ideation, child abuse and trauma, sexual assault and rape, infidelity / cheating, gaslighting, and mental abuse. So, for me, I think maybe this is a no-go.
Maybe.
But it does seem like a good book. I want to read it in the future. I'm just like, I think there's, I need movie to mentally prepare. I saw that.
Oh, dear.
Supposedly Netflix is maybe coming up with a movie for it. Hmm. I would watch it. I wouldn't
read it. I
didn't
know about that. I accidentally clicked the Silent Patient movie instead of the book, and I was like, wait, what?
Just real quick, Netflix is also has a Good Girl's Guide to Murder show. Mm-hmm. It's turning out really well. And it's getting its second season soon, by like beginning of summer.
Is that going to be the second book?
Yes. Yeah. I was so happy when I heard that they were doing each book as a season.
I haven't read the third book.
Read it. It is. It's good.
I don't know which books I've read of that. I know I've read some, but like, I don't actually know. I think I've read the first and the second.
See,
I have zilch memory, though.
I don't really get the hype either.
Yep.
I just...
Well, she's my favorite.
2v1 right here, Gordella.
It's a good story. I felt like I was, like, in middle school reading, like, the books
exactly
I used to read in middle school.
I read it in middle school,
but it's good.
School,
like,
though.
The TV show's good. I read them, but I don't think it's, like... I think it's a book that I would have read in high school, in middle school.
Yeah, it is YA.
Okay, that makes sense.
That might be your reason. I prefer YA novels, just being a Christian. It locks out some of the things I don't want to read.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, when I become an author, I'm definitely going to be thrown into the YA category. I don't want to read it. I'm not going to write it either.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I feel like sometimes in, like, current society, they definitely overdo it with the amount that we can put into books now without it being, like, taken down. But also, if they do it well, I don't mind. Like, it's fine. But if they overdo it too much, like, don't put it in spots that it needs to be put, then, like, it's just overdoing it. And for anyone who does not understand what we are talking about right now, S-M-U-T. That's all I'm going to say.
Or spicy.
Movies, too. I'm like, I can't sit there and watch a movie and a TV show where that happens every 5 minutes because I'm like, it's just dumb. Like, I want to watch the plot. I don't care about this. Yeah. I skip it. I'm like, I really don't care.
Also, going back to our conversation earlier, something that I have been seeing in books a lot is, like, consent being, like, twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, in itself needs to be, like, a trigger warning. Or, like, why does every book lately that's coming out, anything, have to do with that? Like, can we as authors in the future, for any authors who
I got you,
yes, like, can we just, like, be reasonable within the book too? Sorry, technical difficulties.
Does anybody know the password?
Oh my god. Are we serious right now? Try Campus Chronicle.
Oh, we're still recording.
Okay.
We're good.
Oh my gosh. We just had like a technical difficulty, heart-wrenching, like heart-dropping.
We're still
experience.
Yeah, they call those books dark romance.
Yeah.
To make it seem like it's okay and it's a genre.
Exactly.
But I'm like, they're disgusting.
But the things happening in, and I will say this as someone who started reading dark romance at way too young of an age, they need to be more heavily, like, redacted. And they should not be so easily publicly available. Because I feel like it's severely damaging if they get into the wrong hands. And they are, like, advertised as a romance. Like, it should be a whole other category other than, like, don't even put romance in it.
Yeah.
Because, like,
have you heard of Haunting Adeline?
That is specifically the book I'm thinking about. Like, I read that book going into it, and some of the things that happened in that book, I do not think needed to happen.
I was like, I read it because the plot was good, but
yeah,
that was, it was disgusting.
Yeah, I'm like, there's multiple times. People are
romanticizing this.
A really good point. In my creative writing class that I'm taking right now, my instructor, he brought up, is it necessary and is it earned?
For me
personally, any of that is not necessary and you don't earn it. Stop it.
What does the earn part mean?
Like, if it's actually necessary for plot, I guess.
Oh, okay.
If it's necessary for the plot to continue, which is, like, never, mm-hmm. you can easily write a story without it. Have you seen a YA mm-hmm. novel? None of them have it. Yeah. It's never necessary.
I do feel like adult romances can and should have scenes like that in it. That's part of it being an adult romance. Mm-hmm. But I think that the line needs to be clear. Because I feel like a lot of authors lately have been really pushing, like, what is accepted. And I've seen people, like, online be like, oh my god, this is so, like, hot, like, whatever. Like, no. This is, like, a problem. This is problematic behavior. This is teaching young women that their bodies aren't theirs. And that goes back to this month being Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Like, your body is yours to do with what you want. And sometimes people do not respect that. And that is why we have resources.
I look out the window and suddenly there's no zero thoughts behind my brain.
This is what I'm saying. We're like, how many weeks do we have left of school going on? Like, 5?
Are you a second year?
No. Well, oh my gosh. My school is so complicated. So, I went to Iowa State for one semester, took a semester off, went to Iowa State again, then came here. Oh, that wasn't that complicated.
It's,
yeah.
Okay, I got it. I have it.
You've got it. Hold on to that.
Okay. So, with stories, with novels, you can mention it, like, just give the mention that it happened. You don't need to go into detail.
I really like when that happens.
Like, that's okay. You don't need a descriptive scene of it. You can mention it. That's fine.
Like PG-13 movies. Yeah. They start and then, next scene. It's over.
Yeah. On the contradicting point, though, I do think that some books, that is what they are, like, but they need to be advertised as that. Like, mm-hmm. you shouldn't go in think, you should go in knowing how much of that spicy stuff is going to be in there. Like, literally, have you seen on TikTok where they do, like, the hot peppers and how many hot peppers uh-huh. it is? What if we make that the new standard to just put that on the front page of the book? One spicy pepper is, it's mentioned. Two, okay, there might be a scene or two. Three, okay, now we're getting spicy.
Five, hope it's Haunting Adeline. Don't read it.
Yeah. Or, like, Haunting Adeline needs to be 5 and, like, black peppers.
Or, like, yeah.
Yeah. Peppers. Or, like, on skulls. Fire with the skulls beside. It may be a gun.
Gosh, what? I'm not reading it. Not doing that.
Forget that.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, I'm a Christian, so just any and all is just bad and disgusting.
Well, that's what we're saying. We're telling people not to read it, because
that
is, like, gross.
Even the small scenes are like, this isn't necessary.
I'm not telling people not to read it. I'm just saying that there needs to be more on the book saying what it contains. Mm-hmm. Like, not just a trigger warning list. Like, explain to me how much of this is in here.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to buy your book, get into it, and then be, like, overwhelmed with how much
yeah
just, it is versus the plot.
Yeah, just if I ruled the world it wouldn't exist. And if it did, it'd be between married couples specifically, and it would just be a mention. But I don't run the world, so.
That's an interesting point. I feel like creative freedom is important.
Yeah, just, those are my personal opinions.
I agree. Well, I don't agree with you. I'm saying I agree. Personal opinions, yes. Okay, what else do we have going on? We have Trauma to Survivor. Mm-hmm. There's a presentation by Cheyenne Hansen this Tuesday in Building 5 Conference Center.
They have one
center.
On Monday, too. Monday.
They have a virtual one on Monday. What time?
9:45 to 10:45.
Yes, and you can find all of this on, like, DMACC's National Crime Victims Rights Week.
Their virtual session will be recorded, so if you're not able to go to either of them, like, it'll be posted somewhere.
And the in-person one, there's also a Q&A and a book signing that follows the keynote speaker. The full title of it is Transformation from Trauma to Survivor, Building a More Informed Community to Be Stronger Together. It sounds very interesting. I think I might go to that. Yeah, I think that's most of what we've got going on this week.
This is a big podcast.
The all the events and information, you should be able to find them by just looking it up online and or on DMACC. Probably not my DMACC, just the general DMACC website. You should be able to look this up and find
all
the information.
Do you think all these are on their calendar?
I checked the calendar. It is not on the calendar, okay. So if you want to find them, you do need to look up
DMACC's National Crime Victims Week. If you just put that in Google,
okay. All
of the events for this week will pop up.
Make sure to click 2026.
Yes.
You want this year.
Yes, that is very important. You don't want to show up and it be last year.
You won't be showing up to something.
I kind of want to go to the bingo fundraiser. I like bingo.
Oh.
I know
bingo's
they're...
fun. Oh my gosh. Okay. B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O.
I know, I did a bingo game at the Granger days, and I won like $50.
Dang. One time, I did bingo with a bunch of old people on a boat on the way to Mackinac Island, and I won 3 times in a row. You have no idea how many side eyes I got on that trip. And it was just like magnets. Like, I got like 3 magnets of whatever the ship was that takes you to the island. But I fear I was hated.
Old people love magnets.
I should have just given them away. Magnets are fun. I swear, when I went to Florida, I bought a magnet. It did not come home with me. I don't know where it went. And I'm really sad about it now.
I will get you a magnet this year.
Nice.
There you go. You
sweet.
Can replace it.
Thank you.
I have a family trip to Florida coming up soon. Man, I'll be honest, the only thing I'm really excited for is the NASA thing, and we're going to Disney World. But there's a NASA space station thing. That's what I'm excited about.
Fun.
What can you look at?
Space? I don't know. All I know is NASA, space. I like space. Space is cool. I'm going.
But, like...
makes sense. Reasonable logic.
What do you
logic.
Do at the NASA building? Whatever.
It's probably just tour it. It's probably like a museum.
It's probably like a museum. I think they have a telescope. I so hope I can use the telescope.
That would be
cool. I like space. As you might have been able to tell with all my Andy Ware knowledge, I like space. I'm not going to it. That's for sure. Because I'm afraid.
Why not?
I'm scared of space, but it's so cool. It's
Katy Perry went to space. Cordella Prather can go to space, too.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
If I get a free trip to space, I'm not going to turn it down. But I'm going to be terrified the entire time. Please get me some anxiety medication if I go.
It sounds like
I got some.
I wonder if astronauts need medication. Do they take, like, or are they, like, so heavily trained and, like, perfect human that they don't take meds?
They might need some. I know. You have to exit the atmosphere, and you're going to get sick from that. So
yeah.
Some medication.
Well, like, do they take ibuprofen and Tylenol up there? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that
what
I
if they
know.
Get... can they get a headache? Like, What does gravity do to headaches?
If it makes
next topic
go away,
next topic.
We'll,
immediately.
We'll find it out.
All right. Another topic. Again, author stuff. DMAC is bringing in another author on April 16th. We've got Martin Espada. Maybe. I'm so sorry. If he hears this, I apologize greatly. I
Wait,
will give
let
you
me
an
see?
Apology letter in person.
I would say Martin Espada is what I am hoping.
He will be here...
Again, sorry if I mispronounced that.
He will be here April 16th at 11:15. It'll be like about an hour. It's not very long. He will be in Building 2 in Room 25A. So, I don't know how to describe where it'd be. It's near restrooms. So,
isn't that where it's our like class is?
It's
yeah.
The hallway next to.
25A. That's the auditorium.
Not the one we take class in. It's the one next to us.
Hold. I'm fact checking. Hold on. Just let me fact check because I swear I'm right. Yeah.
I don't know. I've only been in
building. Our class is building 2, room 25A.
We are not in 25A.
Yes.
We are not in
yes.
25A. No,
yes.
25A is the next room.
No.
I'm going to fact check you. No. I'm right. I go to these events. I've seen like every author so far.
I swear. Next class, I will literally take a picture of it and send it to you. We
no.
are in room 25A.
You're not.
I put this in at the beginning of the semester. We're in... Yes. Do we need to email Duke right now?
Do we need to go tour building 2?
I think maybe we do.
Someone's going to get very embarrassed, and I'm afraid it's going to be me.
It's not me. I'm telling you right now.
They do.
Because
25A
you know why?
B.
Because I always forget where that classroom is, so I always have to have it in my notes so that I can find it based on the sign. So I know for a freaking fact it's 25A. I will bet legitimate money on this.
No, the door that you
I will bet you $10 right
the
now.
The door that you have to enter it is in the hallway
I'm not
next
saying,
to ours.
But the actual room that we... This isn't even about how to get there anymore. This is about the fact that our class is in room 25A. Done.
We're not gonna
people in this,
this
creating a writing class, will you please send our Instagram a message and tell them if they're right or not.
Our science fiction class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10:10 a.m. is in, with Sean Duke is in room 25A.
Your confidence is scaring me, and my confidence is plummeting.
It should be. You're wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm actually going to be embarrassed beyond belief.
Then if we're in 25A, then the events...
25B
must be
is
entering...
in another hall.
Yeah, then the events that you must be entering the room 25B...
You should enter it on the... You should enter.
Because you never.
You should enter through
over there.
You should, if you're going in, you can either enter through the front of Building 3 and walk all the way down the hall, or you can enter from the back of Building 2, and it'll be like right there.
You're supposed to enter from that hallway near the bathrooms. That's where you enter the events. That's what 25A should be. That's how they've labeled
yes,
it.
There is bathrooms by 25A.
We're touring building 2.
Are we on two different pages right now completely?
Are we? We're going to have to... You can be the third person.
We legit.
The deciding factor. We're going to go to building 2 after this, and we're going to
settle
this.
What if we literally email Duke? Wait, it's on Canvas. It's on Canvas. Let's just look. Sorry. We're getting passionate over here, guys. I know.
I don't want to keep doing this in case I'm wrong. I don't have money.
All right, so bye, guys. Cordelia doesn't want to be right.
Changing the topic completely. If you want to go see the fashion show, you need to buy tickets soon. You do have to pay to see the fashion show, so you do need to get on board, get buy the tickets.
Tickets are $15. And there will be a story, hopefully posting today, about like a little behind the scenes thing of how the fashion program sets up their fashion show.
That's fun. So glad we've moved.
Written
topics.
By me, so.
Very good. Yeah, go read her story. She's still looking. I am so scared. I'm nervous.
I can't find where it actually says it.
I'm worried.
Building 2. Yes, I know.
Is there anything else we should mention?
Probably.
Yeah. If we do this again, we need to figure out how to move the microphones. I'm sitting up so tall right now.
Oh, you just move them. I've been moving it this whole time.
So you have to reveal this.
Push it down.
Twist it and then it'll move.
Our feedback is going crazy right now.
Apologies. This is why I didn't want to do it. We started recording like, oh, well, I guess I'm tall today.
We will let you know who is right next podcast.
My real name's on this. I'm worried.
I know. I'm sorry.
Someone's getting $10 one way or another.
I don't have money. Let's just call
it a draw.
How
about 10 cents?
I can give you
a draw. How about nothing? And I get bragging privileges when I am right. I swear. Give me a second.
Let's just go to building 2 after this.
And we're going to film a video and we're going to post on TikTok and we're going to be like, we're going to film an intro together and we're going to be like, Cordella thinks it's 25B. I think it's 25A. Do you think it's 25B?
I guess the room must be 25B.
You think it's 25B.
Our room must be 25B if we're entering from 25A.
I think it's 25A.
Or it's reversed. Labeled wrong because the flyers, they're
or
labeled.
Is nothing labeled wrong and you know that middle thing? Maybe it comes apart.
I know it comes apart. That's why it says 25A.
So maybe it's 25A and
25A, but we're entering from the hallway. My concern is how we're going to record this because I'm the camera person.
I'll record.
This is going to be really weird. I'm going to be mic'd and we're going to record me.
Yes.
No, I hold the camera. You can just stand in my place.
Fine, then I'll pretend that I'm you. Hi, guys. I'm Cordella, and I'm wrong.
All right, I'll
record. According to Sam.
All right, you record. I'll be myself and just be embarrassed.
Are we doing this today?
We're going to lose our minds if we don't.
Then we better go, because I have to work in an hour.
Okay, right. I have to leave in an hour, too.
All right, any last things to say?
I'm right, Cordella's wrong. I win, Cordella loses. You know, that general vibe.
I meant for the podcast.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yes, and happy Easter.
If you are a victim of any crime, or more importantly, Sexual Awareness Week, I think you should look at these resources.
Yep. Yes. Please check out the events. Yes. All of them are going to be really good. DMACC has worked pretty hard to make sure that this event is well done. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have any Easter plans, come to Grace. I welcome you to Grace. I would love to see anybody from DMACC there.
Also, don't forget that DMACC has counseling services if you need it for any sort of reason in general, but specifically this week, focusing more on sexual assault awareness, obviously. There's a ton of resources out there. And if you need any sort of help, don't hesitate to reach out to DMACC.
Yes, you can schedule an appointment online on the website, or they do have walk-ins. So you can just go into building 1 and fill out a form for a walk-in, or you could do an appointment. Either way, it is free, fully confidential. That's the word, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. I'm an English major. I know words.
And just so that anyone listening to this knows, the... I'm looking to make sure. I think... Yes, the National Suicide Hotline is 988. So that is also a resource if something has happened to you and you're feeling very low. I know a friend who has used it, and it works pretty well just for calming you down. So don't hesitate to reach out to them either.
Yeah, and remember, asking for help is not a sign of weakness.
It never is.
Ask for help.
You only get stronger by asking for help.
Yeah, we want you here, especially to come to the Easter events.
Yes. Or you guys could join the Campus Chronicle. We've got a ton of great people here.
We need more podcasts.
We'll talk to you. Yes.
I know how to work it.
Let's genuinely make a book talk.
We need to.
Like, book talk.
And we can... Our book talk can be, like, every Friday.
Yeah. I love that.
All right.
So, bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
All right, bye.
Be safe out there.